The next steps in the impeachment process include sending the articles of impeachment voted on in the United States House to the U.S. Senate. There are still details to work out, from the possible inclusion of witnesses to the length of a trial in the Senate. Earlier this month, Roby Brock, with our partner Talk Business and Politics, talked with Arkansas Senator John Bozeman about the impeachment, as well as Iran and more. The initial conversation took place before detailed briefings to senators about the strike on an Iranian general. Roby reached the senator again the day after the first conversation, but first, their discussion regarding the impeachment process of President Trump.
There have been some new disclosures of some emails from the Pentagon that suggest that there may have been some sort of cover-up in terms of the financial aid to Ukraine. Why do you not think it's an abuse of power for the president to have withheld that financial aid while calling for an investigation of a political rival?
Well, I think that, you know, we have a situation where you have a group that is really wanting to impeach the president before he was even elected. Right now, you've got members in the House actually calling for impeachment once this is done, if it's not successful, to do it again for some other reason.
I'm just talking about
the actual actions that we've seen, there nobody has identified a crime along with that. So we're talking about high crimes and misdemeanors. Nobody has identified what exactly the crime was.
I think that
now you can use poor judgment and this and that.
I think the crime has been that he's withheld financial aid.
Well, the other thing is that we do that all the time. You know, with various aspects. The other thing was that he's not delivering the information that they want to Congress. That goes on all the time. But if you make the bar so low that when you start disagreeing with the president that you're going to overturn an election at that point, then you get yourselves in trouble. These things become weaponized. My concern is that in the future, when you have a different party in the House than the president, that's how you cause the president problems. So we need to do this very, very carefully. We're going to start the process in the Senate and go forward. But from what I've seen so far, as every Republican, Roby, and some Democrats in the House voting that they haven't seen evidence yet to rise to impeachment, I think that's a serious problem. I have real concerns about the process that went on in the House. I don't think it was a fair process. So again, that's where we're at right now.
A day later, after the president's press conference and the briefing, I caught up with Senator Bozeman by phone to discuss more on Iran impeachment and if he's running for re-election in 2022. On Iran, Bozeman said there was credible evidence that Soleimani was planning attacks on U.S. targets, according to the intelligence and military leaders that led the briefing. I can't talk about that in the sense of specifics, Bozeman said. I have confidence in these people. They were all in agreement there was an imminent threat. On impeachment, Bozeman said he expects witnesses will be called during the Senate trial, but he's unconvinced that any of the actions rise to the level of an impeachable offense. When asked about soliciting foreign help in the investigation of the Biden family, Bozeman said, I don't think it's worthy of impeachment. He, meaning the president, has an absolute ability to ask about corruption. When asked if it would be okay for Joe Biden or Democrats to seek help from China or Russia to investigate President Trump or the Trump family, Bozeman said that's basically what he saw in the House Democrats' impeachment proceedings. He's not a fan of weaponizing impeachment. These things get pretty murky, he said. Finally, I asked Bozeman if he planned to run for re-election in 2022. His response, quote, I'm planning on it. I'm working hard at becoming chairman of the Agriculture Committee. Bozeman is the second highest ranking Republican on the current committee. Current chairman, Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas, is not running for re-election. If the Republicans hold the Senate, Bozeman is the likely pick to chair that all-important committee.
Roby Brock with our partner, Talk Business and Politics. His conversation with Senator John Bozeman took place last week. You can learn more at talkbusiness.net.